Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning on a victory Monday for the first place Detroit Lions. Shout out Green Bay and their tie on Sunday Night Football. Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov and Greg behind the glass, Dustin Fioco on the updates, and for the 9 o'clock hour, TJ Lang in studio. TJ, good morning.
Good morning.
I love the notepad weekend. He's got. Yeah, good weekend.
Yeah, I just got to kind of remind myself some of the notes from yesterday. It was kind of a weird game, like dominant, but if you look at the score sheet, or if you just look at the scoreboard, you're like, man, they beat their, you know,
beat their tails.
Defensively, you did. Offensively, it was just kind of a weird game because it's like, I got the feel after that that there weren't a lot of guys happy on offense. Like,
so
you knew it wasn't gonna be easy, but you I think it's so encouraging when, like, you probably played a B-minus level game and still won by 24 points.
Okay, so let me ask you this, because you and I have both played against really good defenses before, and that's a good defense. You say whatever you want about the team, but especially the front seven, that's a good defense. How much of that frustration is you win some, you lose some against a good defensive front, and it does frustrate you, but You look at it and go, it's a good defensive front.
Yeah, but did you ever feel like that? I mean,
as a player.
You take pride in going out there being the team that's going to figure them out, right? And look, I mean, they were averaging, I think, 55 yards allowed on the ground, and you doubled them up on that. I mean, you were right around 109,
that's my point. It doesn't feel good as a player.
Yeah, it still doesn't feel good because it was some chunk plays in there, but most of that, especially coming out of halftime, you could tell the message was like, we are going to run the ball until you guys figure it out.
Yep.
And they still couldn't just get that rhythm going. But that it was that type of game where your defense and special teams took over. And that's what good teams do. So, no, I don't think the players, we can say that. We can look at it and say, hey, that's a tough draw, man. Like, that's a very tough defense. You know, like, you got to go out there. You're going to win some, lose some. But players, you don't feel that. Players, you expect to go out there and win every rep. So, that's why I think that.
But we have that measure of experience of going against defenses like that. So it's a different perspective. While you're in it, it feels like it sucks.
Right. Yeah. And it feels like it's disappointing because, you know, you want to be the guy to go out there and have a great game against Myles Garrett and, you know, show everybody else like this guy's human. And although I didn't feel like anybody on that Cleveland team really, you know, wrecked the game by any means.
No.
It's tough sledding, man. And they ultimately, when you look at the team game, they played the way they needed to play. Their defense got takeaways. Their special teams flipped the field and got a huge score there when it was still a 10-point game and Cleveland was lingering. And you're like, man, like, come on, you got to put them away.
Yeah.
That's exactly the type of game that you needed to play against that team. But I think it is encouraging because I guarantee you, I mean, that offense is going to be in there today with a lot of bad taste in their mouth. Just like, man, like, if I could have done that on this play, like, it just would have been so much cleaner. Or if we would have, you know, protected and not let up a pressure there in the first half where Jared had to throw the ball earlier. I mean, J-Mo's got a 60-yard touchdown on a post route that they blew coverage. So you look at plays like that where you're like, man, okay, like, we did what we had to do, but still felt like there was a lot of missed opportunities. And I think that's why this team is so damn good, because they don't sit there and say, like, yeah, we won the game, we're good, like, everything's good, let's just keep moving on. And, like, they want to be perfect, and they expect to they expect to be perfect with the level of guys they have. So, you know, going to have a lot of work offensively this week, and that's a good thing. That's a good thing when you still win by 24 points and feel like, you know, you weren't even close to playing up to your level of expectations.
Yeah.
Well, think about it, right? So they don't have 300 yards of offense. There's some procedural penalties, a couple drops from J-Mo. Goff throws a bad interception by his own admission, and they win by 24 points. To your point about not being satisfied or not resting on a performance like this, we'll play Dan Campbell locker room audio this hour. He said, quote, it wasn't good enough. On a day where they won by 24 points and the other team really never had a chance in the second half.
Yeah. And I like that message, to be honest with you. I think there are some coaches that would pat you on the back and say, like, hey, I know you know, we didn't play great, but, you know, ultimately, yes, the goal is to win. But the goal is also to improve week in, week out. And that's something that I think we've all known from Dan Campbell is like, and I get to talk to him after every game for the last five seasons now, and it's like, you guys had to win this game. And he's like, I didn't really tell the guys we had to win the game. I told the guys we had to find a way to improve. And if we do improve, if we get better, we'll win. Then we will get the win. So I like that mindset because it does not let the players get comfortable, you know. And I had a coach like that too. Mike McCarthy was the same way. I mean, I can't remember how many times we'd be up, you know, four scores and then we'd end up winning by 10 points and he'd come in the locker room pissed off. And we're like, man, we do what I had to do. And it's like, that's not good enough, man. Like when you get your throat, you know, foot on somebody's throat, it's like you got to know what it's like to –
squeeze.
You know, to punish somebody. And so Dan Campbell has that same mindset. And it's no coincidence why the players carry that same mindset as well. So, you know, but overall, I mean, it just kind of felt like a ho-hum, let's go to work, punch the clock, and you know, get done with the day, get home happy, have some happy beers, and got the job done against an unfamiliar team, right? In the Cleveland Browns, a team that you play only, you know, once every 3 years now. So got another AFC game coming up here this weekend. And as long as you can just get these wins against uncommon opponents, like, yeah, you're going to put yourself in a good spot.
When you have to win, and Campbell says this all the time, you have to win different ways. So this week it was, hey, our offense, tough sledding. We're not going to play perfect. We're not going to have a ton of explosives. We're going to have to win a different way. Well, you get three turnovers that lead to 17 points. The other team doesn't even get to 17. Ball game right there. Right? I mean, Joe Flacco's going to put the ball up, catch the ball. You get good field position, finish in the red zone, 3 for 3. Like, winning different ways, winning when your offense isn't great 1 week and your defense picks you up, that's complete football. That's a complete football team.
Yeah. And yesterday I thought probably the first time all season that the special teams looked really good. And Jake Bates hitting the 58-yarder, obviously hit the other field goal. Jack Fox was booming the punts all day, flipping field position. I mean, it seemed like Cleveland was starting inside their 20 every drive.
Yeah.
And you're looking at that offense, and you're like, okay, the only way that they can get back in it is we have a mistake. And even when you do make the mistake and throw the interception for Goff and they get the ball down on your side of the field, you know, you hold them to a field goal. So, Coach, that's important, man, playing complimentary football. And then Khalif, you know, obviously you talk about 17 points off turnovers, 7 more points on special teams, 24 points in a 24-point game. that's a difference.
Exactly.
That's a difference.
Yeah. Can you explain why they were running Joe Flacco QB sneak multiple times? It's the only touchdown they scored was that drive.
I know.
Me and Lomas looked at each other at some point during that game. We're like, why is Joe Flacco still doing this? he's made so much money. And
I know.
Super Bowl champ.
If you're like on a good team, like, you know, and you got a chance to go out and like – finish your career up, you know, with a chance to do something. But we're watching
for the Browns,
just like, man, like, what is he doing?
Well, not only that, but they did a little highlight on during the game about how long he is playing. And, you know, Jahmyr Gibbs was, what, you know, 5 years old when he took his first NFL snap. But his kids, they asked his kids, like, who are your favorite players? And then they showed him at home. And one of them is wearing a Gibbs jersey. The other one's wearing a Monra St. Brown jersey.
Oh, that's funny. Like, that's wild, too.
And they're playing against him this week.
Oh, that's funny. No, I didn't see that. But, yeah, Joe, I mean, yeah, I don't know. That's a rough offense. That's a rough offense. But quarterback sneaks. Well, they tried it twice now.
Back-to-back on the goal line, yeah.
Yeah, that was the first drive, too.
Yeah,
right?
The only touchdown drive. They got it on the fourth down when they handed the ball off.
Yeah, I mean, Joe Flacco makes Jared Goff look like Michael Vick. just his athleticism. So, yeah, that's just – I get he's tall, like you're 6'5", like just like reach out and get it. But, man, he is you don't have much athleticism left in those legs.
No, there wasn't a lot to start with. That's probably what you're looking at, Jared Goff, in another 10 years. That's the quarterback. Maybe he's making better throws, but mobility-wise, that's the direction he's probably going.
Yeah. The defense was, man, I thought there were – obviously, I think Hutch is getting –
More comfortable.
And I didn't mean to like say it in a way yesterday with Coach. He's always like, well, Hutch is always Hutch, you know? And it's like, yeah, but you could tell that Green Bay game, like, certainly it wasn't the type of game you needed to go and just relentless pass rush. They barely threw the ball, but you could tell, like, you're coming off a big time injury. Like, it's just going to take you a little bit of time to get going, like, mentally, right? Physically, just the confidence that you need to instill. And I don't think Hutch played bad to start the season, but you could tell he's starting to get more comfortable, right? Mm-hmm. And I think just more relentless, and you're starting to see, he's got that bend. He's really starting to hit that stride and pick up where he left off when he got that injury last year. And interior guys, man, Tyleek Williams, I know he doesn't show up on the stat sheet a bunch, but watching him take on some double teams and just hold the point of attack, and him and DJ Reader, I mean, it's encouraging, especially knowing that, you know, you got some help coming back here, hopefully in a couple of weeks with Aleem. Might wait till after the bye week, give him a little bit extra time, but that interior, man, they're going to have a chance to continue to, I think, dominate and start to maybe establish themselves as maybe a top five defensive line in this league.
Something I can't
believe.
They
are good.
Wow, yeah. Emphasis on right now, they certainly are. I can't believe it didn't come up with you guys both being offensive linemen, but the Lions didn't allow a sack for the third straight game. It's the first time in franchise history they've gone three straight games without allowing a sack. For an offensive line that didn't look good in week one,
they sure have flipped the script.
Oh, they absolutely have. So why don't we spend a little time on that coming up next? We asked people what stood out, right? So we'll throw out the number. You guys are welcome to jump in the conversation. What stood out? You know, I know this wasn't like a dramatic game. It doesn't have the cachet of beating Baltimore or beating Ben Johnson. But this was, I think, TJ, you put it well, kind of a business trip. This was business as usual. You go out, you play what you need to play, the way you need to play, and they won by 24 points. What stood out? And then I think the other thing we should get into, guys, it's starting to feel like last year, where it doesn't matter who you play.
There's a lot of obstacles. It's going to change week to week, but they find a way to win.
They find a way to win, and they don't just win. They put a thump on people, right? Are you feeling a little bit the way you felt last year? Maybe even better. We can do a little check-in coming up next. And I told you we'd play Dan Campbell audio from the locker room. It's 97.1.
Hey, America's favorite place to watch football, since it's in football season. Baseball, because we're finally into the postseason, is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. You could chill in one of the six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive 40-foot tall high-definition screen located at Circa Resort and Casino in downtown Las Vegas, and it's right there on Fremont Street. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids. I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
We're hanging out with TJ Lang on a Victory Monday. Open lines, 248-539-9797. Feels like we're in last year mode, where they're invincible. Even if they don't play their best, they still win, and they win by a lot. Like, not really a question of if you win, but by how many. They didn't play a great game against Cleveland, at least not offensively. And they won anyway.
No, and you got to find ways to win games, even against not complete teams. Because I don't want to say they're a bad team. They are a bad offense. Special teams, whatever. Defensively, they're a very good defense.
Special teams, whatever.
Well, I mean, okay, so we can look at it and say our special teams made them look bad. Yeah. I just don't know much about their special teams. So I'm not going to lie to you and sit there and say, oh, they're a great special teams team.
What about their kick coverage unit, John?
Yeah, I don't know, nor do I care about the Cleveland Browns special teams, other than the fact that they allowed a return for a touchdown.
Right, that feels like last year, though, where they're a complete team and they pick each other up. So the offense doesn't have 300 yards, and Goff throws a pick, and they have procedural penalties. And the defense forces three turnovers, 17 points off the turnovers, throwing a special teams ace touchdown. Like, that's a last year game. That's a we're going to beat anybody, anytime, anywhere kind of game, right?
Yeah.
And I know Cleveland is not a good team. It's a good defense. They were challenged, and they still won the game convincingly.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, it's a confidence boost. As much as frustrating as it could feel maybe for the offense, coming out of that game and feeling like, man, like we knew it was going to be tough, but we still could have played better. Like, we missed a lot of opportunities. It still gives you confidence knowing that, okay, if we do have games like that where it takes us a while to get going, or, man, like we're in a dogfight, at least our defense has shown that they can keep us in the game until we get right, right? And, John, you probably played on teams too where, offensively, I've been on teams where it's like, okay, I guess we're going to have to score 50 points today, guys. Like, yep. Defense ain't getting any stops, but when you are having those games where, you get into a dogfight like yesterday, it is a big mental confidence boost for you as a team, saying like, man, we got the horses on special teams. We got the horses on defense to always give us a chance to be in this game, right?
Can I tell you one of the weirdest dynamics we've had kind of in the background of today's show with the Lions? Like, we're talking, hey, Victory Monday, first place team now. Shout out Green Bay in the tie. Win by 24 points. Yeah, but they haven't played anybody. We've gotten some of that today.
Yeah, there's been a lot of that.
And it's so weird to me. Like, if you don't think the Bears are somebody, all right, fine. I still like throwing up 50. If you don't think Cleveland is a very good team, all right, I agree with you. They're going to pick near the top of the first round. Nope. We don't count Baltimore anymore, apparently. Like, I know Baltimore's 1-3. They lost to Kansas City. Their losses are to Kansas City, Detroit, and Buffalo. And 1 week ago, we had packed phone lines, celebration, what a win. And then 1 week later, that win doesn't count. It's weird.
Well, and even going into that game, the Baltimore game, there was no one that picked Detroit to win that game. In Baltimore, with Lamar and with Derrick Henry, it just... It seemed like it was an impossibility. Yeah. Now, all of a sudden,
they're no good.
It's a bad team.
They're no good. And look, they're banged up. They're beat up. Some of that may have been some Honolulu flu, having to play short week after playing the Lions, who came in and whooped ass. But I'm not looking at Baltimore suddenly discrediting that win and saying Detroit has to beat somebody first, because what's going to happen here is since he doesn't count because Burrow's hurt, and then this isn't peak Kansas City, so that doesn't count. And then Tampa, been there, done that. And then, what, the Commanders are in there somewhere, but that's a
softball. Vikings, then Commanders, then Eagles.
Yeah, the Eagles aren't running the ball like they used to. Like, none of these are any... No, sorry. Beat somebody first.
Well, I mean...
You don't go in the NFL and blow people out the way the Lions are doing, or certainly do what they did in Baltimore and scoff at it.
Yeah. I mean, I don't give a damn about credit, you know? I'm sure they don't. Yeah. Like, as long as they just keep taking care of their business.
Right.
And certainly they're going to get that stretch you just mentioned with KC, Tampa, Minnesota, Washington, and then... Philadelphia, that's going to be a tough 5-game stretch.
But this was supposed to be the tough stretch, and they're 3-1. Like, I just think people need to recognize, if they aren't already, like, what's taking place.
Yeah. And I think people do. I just don't think, like you mentioned, like, the win, would it be proper to be like, man, like, I'm so pumped about this team. Like, I don't think a lot of people are feeling that because the Lions just did what we expected them to do yesterday, right?
And that's, but that feels like
that
last year.
That is a great feeling, but... And maybe, you know, I don't know, are there people that wanted them to put up another 52 points to feel good about beating Cleveland? Like, you won by 24 points. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I think that maybe you're not getting the excitement right now because they just, like yesterday, like we said, was kind of a ho-hum, go to work, punch the, you know.
Punch the clock.
Punch the clock and let's get out of here.
Punch in, punch
out. You know.
But that's why I say it feels like last year, where winning by 24 is expected. Like, that's a rarefied air in the NFL when, like, you're expected, whether you play your best or not, to throttle people on a weekly basis. Like, they're 9.5-point favorites against Cincy this week on the road. The expectation is you're going to drop another 20-point victory on these guys, right?
On the bad teams, on the teams that, you know, aren't at your level.
But you guys played in the league. Like, that's not the standard across the league. Like, even bad teams.
No, it is for the top. Whatever, five teams, like the teams that everybody feels like are legit, you know, contenders, then yeah, you're expected to not go out there and have a dud. Now, does it happen? Like, yeah, it happens.
Philly plays a lot of close games. Kansas City plays a lot of close games.
It just hasn't happened here in so long. That, I know. Where you're saying it just kind of has become the norm. Like, every time, you know, Jim, we talked yesterday, every time you face like a kind of trap game feel, like whether it's Jacksonville last year or Tennessee or a Chicago team that you're like, man, like, yeah, I know we're better than them. But every time you play those type of teams, they don't take the bait. Like, they don't. They just show up and they beat the hell out of teams. And it's, you're right. I think it's kind of become the norm.
And you see the mentality. We'll play Dan Campbell in the locker room. When he says that it stood out, it wasn't good enough. So let's play that for people. Then we'll get the phone calls in.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Play it every week for you, every time they win. Let's get to Steve in Northville. Steve, you're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning. You guys touched on it, and I think it bears repeating. You know, the Lions, and Coach Campbell talks about it last week after the Baltimore game, finding a way, another way to win a football game. And what the Lions do is, they win in two of the three facets of the game every week. And his ability to identify where they need to win, you know, this week he said it in the locker room, we need to win on special teams. We need to win with defense, you know, knowing where those buttons are, where they need to win. I just think it's a master class in what they're doing right now. And I know it's early in the season, but it's pretty exciting, their ability to do all of that.
Yeah, I agree with you, and that's a coach that knows his team. You know, we hear these post-game speeches to the guys, and he knows his team. He knows, I think, throughout the week I talked to him, you know, after games, and it's like, did you have a feel during the week like it was going to be this type of game? And he's like, yeah, we know what type of game we were going to have to play. And very rarely does he get shocked. That's like, man, like that's uncharacteristic of us, you know, wasn't expecting that. He knows, he said it yesterday, we're going to have to win with defense, we're going to have to win with special teams. And when the players... When you are locked in and everybody's, like, I keep going back to the word mentality, when everybody's on the same page and you go out there and keep playing those type of games that you know you're going to have to play, the games that you're prepared to play, that's just a coach that is so dialed in with his guys and his roster and his coaching staff to know exactly what it's going to take to win. And I think his message pretty damn consistently to the guys and the way that he prepares them is pretty on point every single week, right?
Yeah.
So that's impressive for me, just a coach that knows his team so well, that knows exactly, before the ball's even kicked off, already knows what type of game it's about to be.
Got Lions fans on hold that want to talk. What stood out from that game? Are we into last year mode where it's just one of these elite teams that finds creative ways to win even when they're not playing their best and doing it decisively? You let us know how you're feeling about the Lions. We should talk a little bit about some of the injuries in the secondary with TJ. We got Heather's news. And I see here we're going to ask TJ about the Tigers at the end of the hour. Playoff baseball. It's 97.1.
Hey, Lions fans. Heather here to tell you Verizon is helping you get your gear game ready. Now through September 30th, visit a participating Detroit Verizon store and you can score big. Choose an accessory for your phone, tablet, or gaming device worth up to $70 on us with a new phone purchase on select MyPlan activations. Think of it, a new phone case, an extra long charging cable, or a portable battery pack to keep you powered up all game day long. Make your move now and switch to the number one network in Detroit. Visit your local Verizon store today, only on Verizon, the official 5G network of the Detroit Lions. Accessory offer while supplies last to first customers during promo period. One gift per purchase per account. Apple accessories ineligible. See store for additional terms and details. Based on Root Metrics Detroit Root Score Report 1H2025, tested with best commercially available smartphones on 3 national mobile networks across all available network types. Your experiences may vary. Root Metrics rankings are not an endorsement of Verizon.
Beat Cleveland week is here. Lions kicking it off, taking care of the Browns yesterday. Dan Miller on the call, TJ Lang in studio, 9 o'clock hour. We will get some of TJ's thoughts on the Tigers. Playoff start Tuesday, 1 o'clock. Scooble on the mound against who else? The Cleveland Guardians. We'll get into the team celebrating on Saturday. Scott Harris thoughts on this team's ability to go on a run in the playoffs and what lies ahead. Wrapping up our thoughts on the Lions, let's get to the phones. Tim in Sterling Heights. Tim, good morning.
Good morning, guys. You know, I'm watching the game, right? I felt like we had it in hand. Best defense. We win by 24 points. And now you guys got guys complaining about it. And I was telling the caller, I said, it reminds me, I always joke with my wife. I like to say joke. I say, I always know what women want. It's one word, what women want. They want more. No matter what they got, they want more. Deuce, we won by 24 points in the NFL, and you're just complaining you want more. Be happy with what you got. This is a fun team to watch. Enjoy it. don't worry about all that other stuff. Enjoy what you got when you got it. You know?
Yeah, makes sense. I didn't listen before I got in. Did you have people, you know, texting in or complaining about anything?
I mean, there's always some nitpickers.
Yeah. I mean, everybody would like to score 50 points a game. Like, yeah,
well, some of the criticism of, well, I'm concerned about the secondary. Arnold's still getting picked on, and now Reed's hurt.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to try to think about something that's concerning, is obviously DJ Reed and Arnold, and even Kirby did get banged up, missed some time, ended up finishing the game, which is always a good sign. But both your starting corners, and Amik was playing more yesterday, so, you know, one of those spots will be fine, but... Yeah, we'll have to wait, obviously, you know, today, tomorrow, Wednesday, to see what DJ Reed's status is going to be. Because he's kind of been sneaky. That interception he had yesterday was incredible. I couldn't tell if there was contact or if Jerry Jeudy fell down, but when he dove over the top of him and was able to keep his hands underneath that ball, that was incredible. If he's going to miss an extended period of time, and even, look, Jonas Cincy this week, I mean, I know that they have a backup quarterback and their offensive line is not good, but you still look at the receivers that they have. It's like,
Higgins, they still
got some guys that can hurt you. So hopefully they get some good news, at least with one of those guys throughout the week. I don't know about DJ Reed. That didn't look good.
I was going to say, what for you were there. I mean,
and you could see right away when he went down grabbing the hamstring, got carted off, which is what gives me a not very good feel about it. I know for a hamstring that they were calling it. Maybe, you know, they take scans and it's something else. I don't know. But my gut feel on it is probably not going to be very good for a little while.
Kind of a nasty hammy injury.
Yeah. And even coach yesterday, you know, I asked him about both those guys, and he seemed a little bit more optimistic about Terrion. Certainly Monday's a big day where, you know, you got to go in and get your scans and, you know, see the doctors and find out, you know, exactly where you're at. But he did seem more optimistic about Terrion Arnold maybe, you know, being okay. DJ Reed, we'll have to see. But my gut is
not this week.
Not going to be good. No, no.
I think he already ruled him out this week.
Yeah, he said, I think even yesterday, like, yeah, I don't see him playing this week. We're, you know, maybe a Marcus Davenport thing where it takes a week just to figure out the severity of it. You know, they ended up putting Marcus on IR, but maybe it takes a week to see, you know, I don't know. Injuries are tricky, and John, hamstrings are tricky. Muscle injuries are tricky. Some can be worse. Some are different grades, you know. We'll have to see with DJ Reed, though, because everybody had a rough game week one, but I think he's been a sneaky,
really good addition the past
couple weeks.
He has. And yeah, I mean, it's everybody's going to heal at a different rate. Grades are different. It's just, it's one of those where he plays a position where if you or I tweak our hamstring and we're playing, we're like, okay.
Yeah, linemen usually don't run enough to get the hammies.
No, but even if we had a tight hamstring or a slightly tweaked hamstring, like it's not going to be that impactful. Obviously, right. his position, he's a high twitch guy, going to need it.
A lot of cardio out there, a lot of running.
Well, there is, but it's also that explosive movement. So he's just playing a position where he's not going to be able to fight through discomfort for a hamstring injury. So it may take a little bit longer than anybody really wants. Certainly him.
All right, let's get to Heather's news and figure out how many Bad Bunny songs TJ knows.
Yeah, I want to start there. We now know who's going to be performing the halftime show of the next Super Bowl, Super Bowl 60. Bad Bunny was announced as the headliner. This apparently comes after Taylor Swift allegedly turned down the opportunity because she didn't want to do it for free.
They never pay.
They never do, but
no. You don't get paid to do, well,
no.
I guess it's
kind of
like,
you get
a ton of exposure.
And then people are going to be buying your brand, right?
Normally, the people that do halftime shows, like, do you need that much exposure? You know, normally you're massive superstars already.
You are, but
I mean, obviously
with
Taylor Swift. Bad Bunny, we were talking in the break. I don't know. I mean,
well, you played
a couple
one
of collaborations that he's been on with other bigger artists, but
yeah, but
you
if that's
a,
your
yeah,
a
that's
Cardi
not
B
my
song
type of show.
Yeah,
then
that
have,
I knew.
Then have Cardi B do the show. Like, if you're just going to be on collabs, like,
But I don't think he is. I think we're just not, we don't follow his music because it sounds like he has a huge following. It's just not music we listen to.
Well, it's all in Spanish, too. I was listening to a couple of them, and it's... sorry, man. Not for me.
No hablo?
Not for me, no. No hablo español. No. Not even close. See? Except other than that. Except, well, I do know a couple, but I can't say it.
All the important ones, yes.
Yeah. Switching gears here, guys. Survivors of the attack on the Mormon church in Grand Blanc are now sharing their stories. One man says that while he was trying to drive away and get others to safety, right, because they all fled and ran to the parking lot, he saw the shooter come out of the church, and he suffered a hand injury that he believes was when the gunman opened fire on his vehicle and the glass shattered. Another woman kind of said, described just the scary scene, that a lot of people didn't really know what was going on, because we learned that he crashed into the building in his truck, right? That kind of got people like, okay, what was that? Yeah. That got people running. So they didn't know, like, do we need to get down? Is like, they didn't know what was going to happen until obviously he started opening fire as well, and then set the whole building on fire. When it comes to finding more survivors, there's no update on that. At least four people were killed. That's what I've been saying all day. Five, if you include the gunman in that. Eight were wounded. Officials are still attempting to clear the church, comb through the debris, and find more evidence and perhaps more survivors, or unfortunately, maybe not survivors. So that's an update there. There's a Michigan woman who is suing Target after being secretly recorded while undressing in a fitting room. So this actually happened years ago, back in 2022. This was at a Target in Portage. The man has since been arrested. He was convicted. And now she is suing. She blames Target for giving another customer the opportunity to watch her. Basically says the fitting rooms are poorly designed. There's the gaps that are left between the doors or under the under the door. And she says she is now left with basically a permanent fear, wondering if images of her are going to be circulated on the internet. So she is seeking damages over $25,000. So five suspects have been arrested and charged in this elaborate conspiracy to kill and rob that Detroit man who was gifted $100,000 after that chance encounter with this media influencer. Did you hear about that?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I mean, it was an uplifting story. This man gave away some money that he didn't have much money, but somebody went up to him and was like, hey, can you spare a buck or two? And it was all part of a social media. He was an influencer.
So then it put a target on his back.
Yes. So basically, this man, Curtis Dixon, he was kidnapped, driven to ATMs to withdraw money. He was beaten. He was tied up and he was left in his car, which was set on fire. And it turns out it was all part of a plan to rob and kill him, orchestrated by members within his own family.
Oh, really?
Not all of them were his family members, but had relations to him.
It's going to make an awkward Thanksgiving.
Yeah, well, they're not going to be there. They're going to be behind bars. So investigators say that this plan was all hatched by one of the suspect's calls. He made a phone call to his brother, who's serving time behind bars, and they came up with this plan.
Jeez.
And obviously, thankfully, the man was not killed. He was rescued by witnesses that were able to get him out of the car that went up in flames. But, oh, man, at least they caught the people responsible.
Uplifting news this morning.
Well, here's an interesting story. So there's a new wave of slang terms being used by Gen Alpha. And this might be, you guys can take part in this, John and TJ, because you've got kids in this age group.
Uh-huh.
Obviously, it's leaving parents and basically anybody over the age of 15 confused. So here are some terms that are being used. So Gen Alpha is basically anyone who's 0 to 14 years old.
Okay. That's the first time I've ever heard of that.
So that's that's their generational group. Clanker. Have you heard of that term?
Oh, yeah.
You have?
Yeah.
Clanker?
Yeah.
Not.
It's like a made-up slur for AI.
Yes, it's a slur. It's like a derogatory term for AI or robots or.
Oh, I thought that was just a bad performance on the field. That was a real clanker.
No. How about crash shot?
The way TJ shoots free throws.
My 92 Crown Vic that I drove a couple years.
Have you heard of crash out?
Crash out. I'm guessing that's some type of, like, okay, you overload on something, like maybe social media.
Freak out or something? Crash out?
Yeah, yes, okay. Like throw a fit, lash out, have a meltdown. Okay, this one I bet you've heard because I've been hearing more about this. 6'7".
I hear kids say it all the time. I have no idea what it means.
I know. Yeah, they've gotten.
I don't know why I do that.
They're doing this. They're doing this hand motion up and down.
Does that go with it?
It's like 6'7", 6'7". Yeah.
I don't know why. That came from a song.
So it did come from a song. Yeah, okay. Yes. But it's also linked to LaMelo Ball, who is 6'7". It sounds like there is no set meaning to it. So it could be like a reference to somebody who's very tall or like just like a comedic so-so.
Okay.
But it also sounds like it could just, it's just nothing. Like you can just use it anywhere.
I know.
Like
and every time the kids see somebody, you know, numbered 6'7" or 6'7" comes up, they go bonkers. They're like 6'7", 6'7".
Yeah. I'm like, what?
I don't care. There's only one term in there that I really knew what it was about.
Chopped? Melt maxing?
No.
S-D-I-Y-B-T?
No.
Oh, I know that one.
S-D-I-Y.
Yeah, I know. They use these abbreviations.
Riz?
Ohio.
Ohio? There's yeah. all these
skibbity.
Different terms.
Yeah. No, yeah, Ohio. It's actually a term that kids are using, and yes. I'd like to think that I've promoted the use of this term. But it means which is often used to in a meme to describe something strange, out of place, or chaotic.
Yeah, accurate.
Yeah, spot on.
Ohio. Yeah.
We've been using that one for a while. Yeah.
All right, Heather with the news.
6'7".
Yeah. There we go. Yeah, but you got to do this.
6'7".
Six,
seven.
Lower.
Oh, oh, no.
That Dan Campbell meme.
Coming up next, we'll get TJ's thoughts on the Tigers celebrating making the playoffs after the collapse and their chances to do something now that they're in. It's 97.1.
Hey, the FanDuel Sportsbook app is your home for all your favorite NFL bets, from yards to touchdowns to who's going to win. With FanDuel, any play could be the play of the game. And when the Jets and the Dolphins and the Bengals and the Broncos play tonight, it's a doubleheader on Monday Night Football. FanDuel is giving all customers a 50% PBT or two 30% PBTs. That's right. You can get in the action right now with a 50% PBT or 30% PBT this Monday night. So make FanDuel your go-to app for any snap. Just visit FanDuel.com/971Detroit to bet the Jets versus the Dolphins and the Bengals versus the Broncos with a 50% PBT or two 30% PBTs. Play your game with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. Opt-in required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including any token expiration and max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
That's Scott Harris, Saturday night, celebrating the Tigers making the playoffs. TJ, celebration sit okay with you, even though they collapsed down the stretch?
Yeah, ultimately, I was fine with it, because at least it was coming off after a win.
Yeah.
You know, if they would have lost and Houston lost, then it's like, would it have been that animated? Probably not. And also, I think I'm okay with it with, and look, we all know how the collapse has been going the last month. Certainly disappointing that you didn't lock the division up, or even one of the top two seeds, but... a young team that they have, you know, I think that it's important to still celebrate some success, even though you might still have a bad taste in your mouth. Now, I don't feel very confident going into this week, obviously, because Cleveland's had their number and they just haven't been playing great for, 20 games now. And for me, in Cookies, I was telling you, you know, a couple segments ago, like, I don't think that Cleveland fears Skubal. They've gotten to him the last couple starts. They probably, yeah, of course you still know he's a hell of a player, but does that change your mindset when you're going against a guy that might seem, you know, immortal, but you're like, hey, we've battled this guy. We've gotten to him. We've seen his best stuff.
The mistake's gone.
We've seen some of the meltdown that he had in that, sixth inning, you know, his last time in Cleveland, with some of the errors that he had there. So that's why I don't feel as confident, you know, at least tomorrow. And I just don't think, is baseball a sport? Maybe it is, that you can kind of just flip the switch and turn it around, because it's such a fickle game, and like one guy can get hot and carry you to, you know, winning two out of three games in a series, and then maybe you get some confidence as a young team again, and you get back. But last year was just so different for me, because it was almost, it was the gritty Tigers, right? It was, man, Tigers are getting hot. Let's have fun. There's no expectations. Like, let's just go out there and play and see what happens. And see how far we can go. This year feels like you're just holding on for dear life, you know? So I didn't mind the celebration. I mean, young guys making the postseason, it is hard to do in any sport.
And I didn't mind it too, because it was a celebration of the season, not just the way it ended. Now, it may not come across great because of the way that it ended, but you played 162. You did enough to get into the postseason. You should have won the division. All of those things are part of the conversation, but you are playing when half the league is in starting their offseason prep.
Yeah. I'm not mad that they celebrated. Like, the order you win the games doesn't matter. You got to win enough to get in the postseason. They did, albeit by one game with the head-to-head at Houston. They're in. What are they going to do? TJ, you talk about, you know, can a team get hot? Scott Harris asked about why the Tigers can win in the playoffs. Quote, history. There are countless examples of teams that didn't play their best baseball ending the regular season, got a fresh start, lined up their pitching, and got hot. We're going to do everything we can to be one of those groups.
Yeah, but here's the thing. It's not like they were just not playing their best baseball. They had a historic meltdown.
TJ,
year after having a 0.1% chance to make the playoffs, you had a 0.1% chance to miss, and you almost did it. Like, yeah, that, that's a historic meltdown. That's not just like, oh, we had some bad luck here at the end and, you know, won a bunch of tight games or lost a bunch of tight games, but man, we still like the way we're playing. Like, this is like a, that's why there's a difference in levels, I think, of, hey, we're not playing our best, as opposed to we are holding on for dear life, well, which seems like that's where they've been living.
I'll give you the stat on it. The Tigers went 7-17 in September. It's the worst record in the final month of a season by a playoff team since the World Series began in 1903.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.